Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orval Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orval Grove. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The first baseman, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. And now, play ball. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mullen. Appling reaches second base with a double. Baker moves to third. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly strikes out. Tebbets drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Philly out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is walked intentionally. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is hit by the pitch. Baker scores. Appling moves to third. Kennedy moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Taffy right pinch runs for Ralph Hodgson. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway takes first base on ball four. Appling scores. Kennedy moves to third. Wright moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kennedy scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Taffy right now playing left field. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cullenbine for the out. Lake moves to second. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Orval Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Baker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a pop-up towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen strikes out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Mayo moves to second. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser takes first base on ball 4. Mayo moves to third. Tebbets moves to second. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Callaway moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Philly. Kell reaches second base with a double. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cullenbine for the out. Kell moves to third. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Orval Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove strikes out. 1 out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbine scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baker for the out. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Neuhauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wright. The throw from Tebbets and he is out, Lake applying the tag. 1 out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Callaway hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Evers. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Michaels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Michaels reaches second base with a double. Callaway scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Orval Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Lake reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. Wakefield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lake scores. Cullenbine moves to third. It's 5-1, White Sox. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cullen Bynes scores. Wakefield moves to second. It's 5-2, White Sox. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mayo hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-2 in the game. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Wakefield moves to third. Evers moves to second. Doc Kramer pinch hits for Bertie Tebbets. Frank Papish now pitching. Jimmy Outlaw pinch hits for Doc Kramer. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw takes first base on ball 4. Wakefield scores. Evers moves to third. Mullen moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Hank Reeb pinch hits for Hal Newhouser. Hank Reeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeb hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Swift now catching. Al Benton now pitching. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Baker takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbine fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kel. Appling goes all the way around to score. Philly moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Lake moves to second. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Lake moves to third. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Michaels strikes out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Evers strikes out. 1 out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Papish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Baker bunts towards first. Cullenbine scoops it up and throws to first, with Mayo covering, for the out. Papish moves to second. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Papish trying to get to home. Mullen throws the ball into Swift who tags Papish who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout pinch hits for Al Benton. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Ben Steiner pinch runs for Dizzy Trout. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Steiner moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Steiner moves to third. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steiner scores. That run is unearned. It's 6 to 4, White Sox. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Cullenbine moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Stubby Overmyer now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mayo hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mullen hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.